Well, good morning. How's everybody this morning? You good? So, have you ever heard the phrase, open sesame? Open sesame. Zach, you've heard that before? Where have you heard that? Where have you heard that phrase, open sesame? Is that like open up a sesame bun or something like that? That's the word. A lot of people think it's like sesame. No, it's sesame, just like the sesame seeds. Open sesame. Where did you hear that from? Do you remember? Did you hear it from a story? Well, I'm not going to put you on the spot. Let me tell you where that phrase comes from. Now, you know, our church is our mother church is an Arabic church. That is, it started in the Middle East, in Antioch. And out of the Middle East, out of the Arabian culture, came a lot of wonderful cultural things, one of which was some ancient stories. And one of the ancient stories was a group of tales that were known as the Tales of the Arabian Nights. You know, the nights like as in the opposite of day. And one particular was among those of 1,001 Arabian Nights was a story called Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. And that sounds like a funny name, Ali Baba. Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. And the story, that it's an ancient story, and it goes, and basically, Ali Baba and his brother, they were sons of a rather poor merchant, and Ali himself was a very poor woodcutter. And he tried very hard to make a living for his family, and one day while he was out cutting wood, he saw these 40 thieves. These 40 thieves who would steal gold, they would go and rob people and go into their homes and steal gold. And they had a hiding place. They used magic to hide the gold. It was a cave. It was a cave out in the woods. And Ali Baba watched as they would say, open sesame. And magically the cave would open up. And they would go in where the treasure was. And that's where they would hide the treasure. And they would say, close sesame. And the cave would magically be resecured so that no one could steal their stolen treasure. And so Ali Baba, he learned that phrase, open sesame. And he was able to go to the cave when the 40 thieves were not there and say it, open sesame. And at the command, the cave was open. And he was able to go in and he just got one sack of gold and he was able to take it home. Well, the story goes on, and we don't have time to tell the whole story, but that's where that phrase comes from, open sesame. Now, I'm saying that this morning because it's a children's message homily, and you all like stories, right? So you can read, and I think they've even done, Walt Disney, I think, has even done some movies, an animated about the Arabian Nights. But anyways, I'm saying that because in our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus sort of says the same thing, right? He's in the area, it's known as the Decapolis. The Decapolis was called the region of the 10 cities. And it was in an area over in the area where we would know as like Jordan and Syria today. So it was in an area that was not in Israel, it was not in the area of Palestine. So these were not Jewish people. And he left the coast of Tyre and Sidon, which is actually in today what is Lebanon. So Jesus was not only in Israel, but he was in Lebanon. He was over in, and in the gospel lesson, he's over in the area of Jordan and Syria. So he is healing, he is ministering to those who are not only Jews, but Gentiles. And so it shows that Jesus is Lord of all. But They bring to him, who do they bring? He was a young man who was deaf. What does deaf mean? Deaf means you can't hear. You were born without the ability to hear. And it says he had an impediment in his speech. Sometimes that's referred to as muteness. He was a mute. That is, he could not speak. Now, is it he couldn't speak because he physically couldn't speak? Perhaps, but in all likelihood, he couldn't speak because he couldn't learn to talk, because he couldn't hear words. He couldn't know how to speak. Now, you all, we're blessed to have healthy children here with all of your, with the ability to see and hear and so forth, but not every child is born with the gift of hearing and being able to speak. And so if you ever run into a deaf person, someone who cannot hear at all, they very often will just perhaps make grunting sounds or something like that. But here's the miracle. Jesus, they said, they brought him, this man who could not hear and could not speak, and they asked him to lay his hand on him. And Jesus instead, he comes up to the man and he puts his fingers in his ears. Then he spit on his finger and he put that spit on the man's tongue. Now that sounds kind of gross, doesn't it? But that's what Jesus chose to do. But listen to what happened. Jesus says to the man after he does those things, he said, this is one of the few places that the language of Jesus and the disciples is actually recorded in that language. It's called Aramaic. He says, "Ephata, Ephata," which means be open, be open. It's sort of like the open sesame. But this is rather the God of the universe saying to this man, be open, be open. Now, of course, Jesus was commanding. He was commanding the infirmities. He was commanding perhaps demons that had held this man as deaf and mute. We don't know exactly, but we do know Jesus was commanding to be open. And with that, here's the miraculous thing. Not only did he immediately able to hear, but he began to speak. The man who could not speak before, who never learned the spoken language, was now speaking. He didn't learn it. He couldn't hear it. And now he was speaking. But Jesus, in putting his fingers in the man's ears and spit on his tongue, and with that command, be opened, healed that man. You see, there is a picture here that I've talked about before. Jesus heals us in the same way. Well, you say, I'm not deaf, I'm not dumb, I'm not blind, I don't need to be healing. Oh, yes, we all need healing, don't we? We need healing in our soul. We need healing in our heart. We are born with that whole inclination, that whole leaning towards sinning. It's part of what we've inherited from Adam and Eve. But Jesus wants to heal us. In the same way that Jesus not only, he didn't fix the ears or the eyes or the tongue. Jesus also fixed and healed the soul, body and soul. But the picture here is that of Jesus, what he does every time we come for Mass. He puts his fingers in your ears. How does he do that? The Word of God. Right now, I'm speaking the Word of God. I'm speaking the Word of God. You hear the Word in your ears. So there's a kind of a mystical way in which Jesus is penetrating your ears. And we do that with the preaching, the proclamation of the Word. But then he puts his, not spittle, but blood. That sounds almost even more gross, doesn't it? But it is. It's the blood of Christ. He places it upon our tongue when we receive the Eucharist. But something precedes that. Something precedes our healing, in which Jesus says, be opened. Be opened. Not only to just open our mouth or to open our ears and listen, but Jesus is saying, be open. Be open to the things that will bring you healing, that will allow the Word in your ears and my blood on your tongue to bring healing of your soul. He says in the book of Revelation, I stand at the door and knock. And Jesus isn't kicking the door open. You inside have to open your heart to Jesus. You have to be open to obedience. You have to be open to believing in Jesus and his word. You have to be open to receiving the holy mysteries of the church. You have to be open to going to confession. You have to be open to forgiving others. You have to be open to taking your medicine. Do you like taking medicine? Zach does. A lot of you don't. A lot of you go, oh, that's nasty. But we take the medicine because we know it will make us better. Well, the medicine of the church are things like confession, or things like we need to fast at certain times and not eat meat at certain times. We need to be obedient to our priests, to our bishops. We need to be obedient to our parents. This is the medicine. And Jesus is saying, be opened. Be open. Will you be open to the healing of Jesus this day and every day? Will you? God bless you. And let us give thanks for the healing that he's doing with each of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.